Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Red Sox start their first-round playoff series tonight against the Angels out in Anaheim. It'll be a late night for Red Sox fans as the game time is 9:37. For a preview, we turn this morning to WBUR baseball analyst Glenn Stout. Glenn, good morning and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you.
Glenn, tell us what you think the Sox chances are against the Angels. The Angels took most of the games during the regular season, but, of course, the Red Sox have been pretty good against the Angels in the playoffs in recent years.
Right. I mean, that's the real problem the Angels have had is they, at least this year, they played the Red Sox pretty even during the regular season, but traditionally in the postseason, the Angels seem to fall apart against Boston. And that's sort of the psychological leap that the Angels are going to have to cross if they're going to have any success.
So how do you think the Sox are going to fare?
Well, I think Boston's best advantage against the Angels is, quite frankly, their pitching staff. The Red Sox are much deeper than the Angels, and I think potentially with Lester, Beckett, and Buchholz, they can shut the Angels down. I'm not quite sure the Angels can do that to Boston. Now, that being said, the Angels are a terrific offensive team. And I think if Boston's going to win, they're going to have to do it with their pitching.
Beyond the Red Sox pitching, what's key for the Red Sox in this series?
Oh, I think the most important thing for them is to, when they're facing the Angels, is to shut down that running game. Victor Martinez is going to have to step up, and the Red Sox pitchers are going to have to hold guys on base. Because what happens with the Angels is when they get on base, and if they can start to run crazy, that changes everything. All of a sudden, your pitchers are pitching a little more defensively. They're throwing a lot more fastballs. That plays into the Angels' game. You don't want a lot of people on base for Vlad Guerrero when he gets up to bat.
You know, the Red Sox had a great year. They won, of course, over 90 games. But toward the end of the season, they were very streaky. They'd win a bunch, but then they'd lose a bunch. Are you worried about that?
Not particularly. I get worried about the teams that go into the postseason white hot, because I think it's very, very difficult for a team to sustain a really hot streak like that through September and into October. I rather like the fact that the Red Sox scuffled a little bit late, that they've had a few days to kind of wipe the slate clean, rest up a little bit. They've been a little banged up, so some guys have had a chance to heal, and they get to start over again.
Are the Red Sox hungry enough?
Well, you hope that they are. I mean, the interesting thing is this is a Red Sox team that's sort of in transition. The happy idiots that, you know, won that first World Championship a few years ago, they're almost all gone. This is sort of a new team. It's been changed on the fly, and we're going to find out what some of these younger players, how they're going to hold up.
You use the phrase white hot to describe some of the teams in the playoffs. There's really no team that's hotter, I think, than the Yankees. I saw a good part of the game last night between the Yankees and the Minnesota Twins, and I have to say they looked great. CC Sabathia pitched really well, and the Yankees just chipped away at the Twins and ended up winning. I think the score was 7-2. Can anyone beat the Yankees this year?
Well, it's going to be tough, and I think last night's game was a great example because not only did the Yankees win, but they got to do everything else they wanted to do. They got to, you know, pitch a few guys in the postseason for the first time. They all had success. They got to set things up for game two in that series, and they stopped what had been the hottest team in baseball, the Twins. So the Yankees are looking very, very tough, and whoever comes out of this series between the Red Sox and the Angels, I think they're going to have to go through the Bronx, and that's going to be tough on anyone.
Glenn Stout, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Glenn Stout is the author of Red Sox Century and The Cubs, among many books. Most recently, he's edited The Best American Sports Writing of 2008. You can find a link to Glenn's website at ours, WBUR.org.